Some bones found in forests near Delhi belong to Shraddha Walkar, Delhi Police. New Delhi. Some of the remains of the body parts recovered from forests in Mehrauli and Gurugram belong to Shraddha Walkar, the Delhi Police confirmed on Thursday. Special Commissioner of Police Law and Order, Delhi, Sagar Preet Hooda, in a conversation with NI said that they have received the DNA and polygraph test reports from Central Forensic Science Laboratory, CFSL. Police have received DNA and polygraph test reports from Central Forensic Science Laboratory, CFSL. These reports will help us further in the investigation, Sagar Preet Hooda said. He further said that these body parts will now be sent for post-mortem examination. The probe into the matter is underway. The senior officers probing the heinous murder case of Sharda Walkar by her live-in partner Aftab Punwala believe that the findings will be crucial to the investigation. Punwala, who has been arrested based on his confession of killing Walkar and chopping her body into 35 pieces to dispose it of, was arrested last month and is currently lodged in Tihar jail. On December 9, he was produced before a court via video conferencing and his judicial custody was further extended by 14 days. A total of 13 decomposed bones and part of a jaw were collected from the Mehrauli forest and were believed to be of the 27-year-old woman. The police probing the matter believe that their case will be stronger before the court once the reports arrive, adding that they were making efforts to get the harshest punishment for the accused. CFSL examined 13 bones recovered from the forest, traces of blood found in the kitchen, bathroom and bedroom of the house, knife, clothes, mobile and laptop recovered from the house. On the other hand, the FSL has to submit the report of Aftab's polygraph and narco test. Sources say that all these reports may come soon. The narco analysis test of Aftab Punwala was conducted on December 1 at the Babasaheb Ambedkar Hospital in the national capital's Rohini. Shraddha Walkar's father Vikas Walkar has demanded the death penalty for the accused Aftab Punawara and also alleged that he faced many problems because of the Vasai police. Vikas alleged that if the Vasai police had helped him, Shraddha would have been alive. However, he added that Delhi police has assured his family that they will get justice. Addressing a joint press conference with BJP leader Kirit Somaiya in Mumbai, Vikas said, "Delhi police assured us that we will get justice." Maharashtra Deputy CM Devendra Fadnavis also assured us of the same. Vikas claimed that he had a conversation with Shraddha in 2021 last, and Aftab on September 26, however, he did not tell him about her whereabouts. "The last time I had a conversation with Shraddha was in 2021. We talked about her whereabouts," she said that she was living in Bengaluru. "I talked to Aftab on September 26 when I asked him about my daughter, but he didn't give an answer on it," Vikas said. He said that he was against the relationship of Shraddha and Aftab and was unaware of the violence that she was subject to. "I was against the relationship of Shraddha Walkar and Aftab Punwala. I was unaware of the domestic violence Shraddha was subjected to by Aftab. I feel his family members knew everything about what he was doing with her," he said. Blaming the dating apps, Vikas said that his daughter came in contact with Aftab because of it. Aftab pursued Shraddha to make up her mind to leave. "It was because of dating apps that Shraddha came in contact with Aftab," he said. NI. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.